Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two members of the Behavioral Health Coalition in Jamestown. We have Stacey Hunt, who works with the South Central Human Services Center, and Shannon Kaiser, who works with Central Valley Health. And Stacey and Shannon, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us. Excited to talk about what we're talking about today. A behavioral health fair is coming up on September 20th in Jamestown. And Stacey and Shannon are going to tell us a little bit about what the event is, why it's being held. But I think we should first start with what the Behavioral Health Coalition is. I don't know if Stacey or Shannon wants to take that question.
Sure. Yeah, I can talk about that. Okay. The Jamestown Behavioral Health Coalition is a group of several community members, community providers, both private and public. Okay. And we are meeting to try to connect all of our resources together and really create a cohesive organization that can both promote mental health and substance abuse services, but also work to better connect people with the things that they need and get our prevention, treatment, and recovery folks all together.
For sure. Yeah. We have a lot of great services in Jamestown, and sometimes it's hard to know what services you need or who can provide that. Where do I go if I need these services? Like the three buzzwords you said, Stacey: prevention, treatment, and recovery. And that's really the whole focus behind that coalition, it sounds like, then, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And when we started talking about the behavioral health fair, you know, what was really interesting to me is we thought, well, we should get something together during recovery month, because September is recovery month. Letting the community know what we have out there, because I think we have more services than people realize that we do.
For
and
sure.
Even more services than I realized, because
yeah.
Then when we started thinking of community providers to invite, and you know, Shannon and Central Valley came on board, and they had a whole array of services too, and things that agencies that they work with, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden it's becoming this really big thing, when we thought it would just be a couple tables worth of,
right.
you know, providers, and now it's like really booming, so
right.
it's going to be a really exciting yeah. event.
Awesome. Again, Shannon Kaiser and Stacey Hunt joining us on Let's Talk About It. So you pointed out Behavioral Health Fair coming up on September 20th in Jamestown, brought to the community by the Jamestown Behavioral Health Coalition. So the whole idea is to kind of create this as a fun event, but it also sounds like it'll be a lot of information shared during this too, right?
Yeah, there will be booths, and there's going to be live entertainment. There's going to be food vendors. And then the people that are providing the booths are going to be providers from all over the town.
Awesome.
Public health will be there.
Okay.
Counselors, all the services that you can think of that are in Jamestown that people may not know about, there's going to be booths there for them to get information.
Perfect. And it sounds like even if people don't need that information, they're more than welcome to come and join this too,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is free and open to the entire public.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's kind of like walk through what people can expect. It's going on at the Hanson Arts Park, it looks like,
mm-hmm.
which is a great space for this. And there's just going to be a whole lot of different things to check out, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what we can expect there.
Well, we're having booths from several community providers.
Right.
So, you know, Central Valley Health is going to be talking about the alcohol and tobacco prevention programs, treatment providers for both mental health and substance abuse services, but also recovery support. So
okay.
there's several groups that have reached out that said that they're kind of that mutual aid society groups that want to be a part of it and have tables as well. So somebody
okay.
can come to the Arts Park, they can kind of check out, you know, what services we have. When we talk about behavioral health,
yeah.
you know, even if you yourself don't have a mental health or substance abuse issue,
yeah.
you probably know somebody who does.
Yes.
And
yes.
and
yeah.
you can, you know, it's nice to have that information. So if you're ever talking with someone, you know, who says like, man, I really need to, you know, quit drinking, or
right.
hey, I feel really depressed, you can say, hey, call this person, or maybe you should check this out. So it's just nice for the community to know what supports are out there. And then, like Shannon said, we're having live music. So the Old Friends band is playing, and they're really popular, right? And then Maggie and Dave Oakland, they're a duet from Valley City. And then a couple speakers, including Adam Martin from F5 Project in Fargo. So
I feel like I've heard that name before, the F5 Project, you said?
Yeah, and so F5 Project is an organization that Adam started in Fargo where they really work to help people that are coming out of the criminal justice system get housing and get jobs and really become productive members of society. And they're looking to expand into Jamestown. I'm making this public now because I'm saying on the radio.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah, right? It's on that platform.
So now they have to come here.
Yeah, now they have to.
Said it. But they're looking to maybe expand into Jamestown and open a sober living house here. Wow. And so Adam is coming, and he's a great speaker. I heard him last week at the Behavioral Health Conference in Fargo, and he's just really a dynamic speaker and is able to really get people engaged in that message of, you know, people need a second chance, and let's not judge people on their worst day. And you know, help try to make folks that are maybe have some felonies or coming out of the criminal justice system, you know, more engaged members of the community.
Again. Right. Again, Stacey Hunt and Shannon Kaiser joining us on Let's Talk About It. The Behavioral Health Fair is going to be at the Hanson Arts Park from 4 to 7 in Jamestown on September 20th. And I'd like to point out, too, it really sounds like while we are encouraging anybody to come to this thing, there's going to be that information for people who are looking for those services. And they'll also be able to find out that they're not alone in this thing. Like, there's a lot of people who may be suffering from, you know, substance abuse, from alcohol. And it sounds like a good networking opportunity too, right? So it's coming up again on the 20th. Shannon or Stacey, anything else you guys wanted to add about the event or about the coalition? Like, can anybody join the coalition? Is it kind of open to the public if they had interest in joining it and helping out with your guys' cause?
Sure. We welcome anybody that is that would like to help us out with future events, or even to get connected with some resources and maybe knows more resources than we do. Like, you know, Shannon and public health, they work a lot with the school, right?
Yep. Yeah, what public health does is we do more of the community population type prevention on the forefront of the, because the prevention, treatment, recovery, that's a continuum of care. And so we're at the beginning of the continuum. And so if you think about it, we're trying to get those kids at the beginning to prevent. And I mean, that takes parents. And when it comes to alcohol abuse, it's a community norm here in North Dakota. We're all aware of it. It's at every social event we go to. It's every type of occasion that we attend.
Right.
There's alcohol there. And they say that early onset of alcohol is high in North Dakota, and that's having that first drink before age 13.
Wow.
And there's a data statistic out there that says if kids have their first drink before age 15, they're four times more likely to become addicted later on in life if they were to have onset at 21. So, I mean, it's until you know somebody that has an addiction, that number, it just becomes more staggering to hear something like that.
It does, yeah. And you know, you pointed out, it becomes the norm almost, like, you know, they drink a lot because that's what they do, or that's what North Dakotans do, or something like that. But it's a little bit more than that. If anybody has questions, Stacey or Shannon, about the upcoming event or about the services that we have in Jamestown, where would you encourage them to go to get more information, to kind of get started on that?
You can definitely reach out to me at South Central Human Service Center, and also to Shannon.
Okay.
You know, we're available and we can answer your questions. I always like to tell people at the Human Service Center, we do more of that treatment for people with chronic addiction issues and serious mental illness. But we know a lot of our community resources. And so if we can't help you, we can find the people who can.
Awesome. Very good. Anything else you guys wanted to add before we wrapped it up?
Come out and join us.
Yeah,
and
come on out.
Yeah. Boy Scouts are doing concessions, so they're pretty excited about that. And
I see some food trucks and entertainment too, like you said. So
food and entertainment and crafts for the kids.
Yes.
There's a craft table. And yeah, this is becoming like a bigger event than we planned. So
that's awesome. Yeah,
hope for nice weather.
Yeah, fingers crossed for that. We never know. So it's on September 20th, Hanson Arts Park, 4 to 7, free and open to everybody, the Behavioral Health Fair. Shannon and Stacey, thank you guys for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.